This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Let's reflect on the weekend that was. 412-928-9370. That's the phone number if you want to call and you want to react. You can talk about Angel Hernandez. You can talk about the Pirates. We can talk about a fair amount of topics surrounding the Pirates as we can in the next roughly 25 minutes. But again, 412-928-9370. That's the phone number. If you would like to talk to me on X as well, I do read the mentions. I do respond to those sometimes on the air, so you're welcome to use that as a form of communication with me as well. 412-928-9370 and at @Callas_33, @Callas_33 on X. Okay, Pirates, they won 2 of 3 against the Atlanta Braves, which is good. They ran into Chris Sale and a buzzsaw, and the bullpen did not help in that. Let me see. It was Martin Perez who started, and again, a tough one in terms of length. I don't know if that was the plan, but he pitched 3 innings, gave up 1 earned run on 4 hits. You definitely want to see him go longer, but perhaps this was a planned bullpen game, and I didn't hear Shelton's press conference after, so maybe that's what it was. Carmen Wlodzinski's come up and has not been as lights out as we've wanted him to be. I don't think 3 earned runs given up in the 2 innings he pitched. And then Chapman gave up another 2. Kyle Nicholas gave up a following 2 to that. And the Pirates lost 8-1. I definitely could have been closer, but I mean, Chapman giving up 2 runs and, you know, getting the Pirates out of slam range, which is my term for, I think it's a real baseball term too, let me know. But slam range, right? If teams within 4, they can hit a grand slam to tie a game or take a lead. So Chapman giving up those 2 runs there took them out of slam range, and then Nicholas giving up a following 2 made it look like a blowout. It was closer mostly throughout, and I remember we were at Doran's house. If you haven't seen me on the slip and slide yet, Paul Alexander just came in here from Kiddick AM and teased me a bit on that. But go look up that on X as well on my profile at @Callas_33. We're watching at Doran's house, and it seemed like a close game. I mean, the Braves were up. You understood Chris Sale was going to go in there and be, you know, what you expect him to be, which is dominant this season. He's been pitching real well for the Braves. And, you know, I mean, it was 4-1 through most of that game when I was watching and peeking over, but then at one point it turned, you know, 6-1 and 8-1, and just magically as I was peeking over trying to check the score and watch a little bit. And now I come back, check the box score after when I have time to pay more attention. And, you know, Chapman and Nicholas are there giving up runs. Wlodzinski, it's tough because he was a hard throwing young guy that you felt like could be a solid bullpen piece, and this season has been, for him at least, a bit underwhelming. And the offense running into Chris Sale, I'm not gonna give them too much flack for that. I mean, he had some hits spread across the board. Connor Joe had a 2-hit day, so good for him. He walked once too, so he was on base 3 times in 4 plate appearances on Sunday. So I mean, not too much flack there. Grandal had a hit. Joey Bart got taken out of the game, so that's kind of scary. You thought Grandal was going to be hurt. You know, he stayed active on the roster. Now Bart left the game early with some sort of injury, so now we got to hold our breath for him. But he got taken out. A day of rest here, too, so we'll see. Nothing officially reported on him going into the injured list, so we'll see there. But Olivares had a hit. Triolo walked in four plate appearances. So, I mean, not a terrible day, especially against Chris Sale. You're not gonna, you know, expect to do too much from him, you know, or against him, I should say. But yeah, the bullpen is now an official problem, stamped. I'm certifying it as a problem. I'm sure you could have identified that sooner, but this is just me reflecting on it because I want to have faith in Aroldis Chapman. Because when I watch him pitch, like when I saw him in a Pirates uniform at spring training, I was psyched. I was like, the Pirates got this guy and his reputation and what he brings. To me, it's not as surprising that he's walked batters. That's been, you know, his career, for the most part, has been walking guys. He's had a lack of control. And as recently as, you know, his time with the Yankees in like 2019, 2020 and beyond, he has struggled, I've noticed. And I think he's afraid sometimes to put his fastball in the zone because I think hitters have adapted more to higher velocities. And, I mean, sometimes he'll throw toward triple digits. Sometimes he's just mid to high 90s with his fastball. And the difference between 10 years ago and today and right now is that more pitchers are throwing at those higher velocities. So the hitters that you're seeing come up now and they're developing and they're playing every day, they're used to seeing that fastball at a higher velocity. So it's easier to pick up, I think. Not that it's easy to pick up overall, but you know what I mean? It's easier to pick up. It's more routine for the hitters to pick up that fastball when it's coming through at 97, 98. Or even 99 for that matter, too. Because you got a few more guys throwing, you know, in the hundreds now. But I think that's been a problem for him is giving up home runs. And, I mean, that's what we saw, too. He gave up a couple of long balls in that game on Sunday. And, you know, that's tough. Because, you know, I think sometimes, too, like, he won't lay pitches in there because he believes they're going to be hit out. And I think it's a confidence issue for him as well. So he'll either, you know, try to get chases or, you know, he'll give up those walks instead of giving up the long ball because he's afraid. That's just my initial assessment there on him because I've seen that in his career overall. Like, he hasn't been as lights out. He was a great complimentary piece to the Rangers, you know, going for their World Series, and he was, you know, pretty effective overall in his time with the Yankees before he signed with the Royals and then went to the Rangers. But it's been a decline for him. And I think that that's part of the reason why he struggled. It's just because I don't think he has all the confidence that he used to have to throw those pitches. Now, there's a hangnail here that may be a problem or maybe something else that's physically, you know, preventing him from getting the results that he wants. But also say that, you know, when he throws pitches in the zone, they get hit now. He's not as lights out. And again, I'm excited to have him on the team, and I wish that, you know, he was getting better results, but it's getting to a point for me as well where I'm looking and I'm just like, man, he's really looking like he's not the guy that he once was. You want to rely on him, and he's getting paid to be that late inning guy, that eighth inning guy, that ninth inning guy sometimes when Bednar's not available, but that late guy that you can put in and shut the door. But right now, he's not that guy. I don't even think when the Rangers acquired him last year that he was that guy. He was just one of those mid to late relief guys he would put in and, you know, he would get outs. I don't know if he can handle the high intensity of late innings anymore. I don't know. But it's frustrating and it's tough. It's a tough one because that's a signing that I thought was a good signing. It was an interesting one to go out there and pay a guy like Chapman. A deal that you get really for a bargain. You know, you get a guy like him and his reputation for $10.5 million. And you expect him to go in there and light it up and replicate some success that he once had. And it's just, right now, it's not happening. So we'll see. But he gave up 3 hits, 2 earned runs. 2 of those hits were homers. He struck out 2, but you know, he gave up the home runs. And yeah, it's quite a blemish. Again, in a game too, now that's something to consider too, I guess. It's not inspiring to give up runs at all, but in a game that was already, where the Pirates were already down 3 runs, you know, maybe his, you know, intensity wasn't there and his focus wasn't there because it was a game where they were already losing by 4, but, or by 3, but still. But still, yeah, there's questions to ask. There's something there. There's some problem there, and I sure hope it gets fixed. I like him. I like him overall, regardless, you know, of some of his struggles now. I like him as a pitcher. It's not going to be sustainable to watch him go out there and keep giving up runs, and it is concerning, and it has been for a little while now. I hope for the best, though, but my hopes don't really matter in terms of results, for sure. Also, Jeff Hathorn asked me on Friday last week what I thought was a worse investment. Was it Chapman or Tellez? I still say Tellez. Chapman has gone out there and had some success, though he struggled mightily. Tellez is been next to useless for what he's been doing, just going up there and striking out most of the time and not hitting very well and only having 1 home run for a guy who was supposed to go in there and hit you home runs. At least Chapman's throwing with high velocity, and there have been outings he's gone out there and struck out guys and looked intimidating. So I still say Tellez there. Chapman's not the worst of the investments, but still concerning there, though, nonetheless, and it's something to talk about. You're welcome to join the conversation this morning, 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X, like I said, at @Callis_33. I look at those mentions, and I do respond in due time, so you're welcome to talk to me on there as well. Again, that's @Callis_33, @Callis_33. I'll take a quick break, come back, talk more about the Pirates and the Braves series, and then the upcoming series, or set, I like to call it, because it's only two games set against the Detroit Tigers in Detroit. Talk about all that next on the Fan Early Morning Show, right here on Sports Radio 93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm the Fan. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring into adventure, great incentives through May 31st on the 2024 Trailblazer and Equinox. You can go to sunchevy.com. Today, high of 71, low of 56. Clear skies expected with some chances of rain later in the day, maybe a little sprinkle here and there through the area. Tomorrow, high of 67, low of 53, 65% chance of rain. It's Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. A couple more minutes left with you here on the Fan Early Morning Show, and I got a tweet in here from a guy. I'm not going to try to pronounce this name because it's a lot, but J, it starts with, who says, Callis, I'll take 2 of 3 against the Braves any day. Bullpen's been dreadful, but those first two games showed some real promise for the offense. The team has a lot of tools that they need. So my response to that hopefully not trying to sound too pessimistic, because I'm not, but here's just the reality of what I see, is that 2 of 3 against the Braves would look a lot better if the Pirates won 2 of 3 against the Giants, too, and made up some ground and won the games that they were supposed to win. And even if they just did a trade-off, right? The Pirates weren't supposed to win the first game, and then so the Giants weren't supposed to win the second game. You have a split there. Pirates still, you know, had all three games, or the later two games, I should say. They had the later two games in hand, that third game they came, or that first game they came back from, but the later two they had in hand. You got to win 2 of 3 against the Giants. And the reality of the situation here is that if they take 2 of 3 from every opponent from this point forward, except for the Tigers, because they're only playing a two-game set, whatever other two-game sets they have, or if they, you know, either way, if they win 2 games in every series moving forward, they will be fine, yes. But my big concern is just, you know, if they give up games like they did against the Giants, and they don't make up ground for the games that they lost earlier in the season, and they lose games that they really should have won, it makes some of these series, like against the Braves, not feel too impactful because, again, they've lost games that they should have won, and it's not gonna set them up well for playoff success if they don't capitalize on series they can win. Now, we can't look to the past, right? We got to keep looking to the future, and that's something that I understand. And I'll remain optimistic, and I understand the point that the offense is getting better, and we like to see that, and now the offense is producing at a sustainable rate for winning games. I just hope that the pattern against the Giants doesn't happen into the future because again, I mean, you look at the Braves' loss in that third game and you go, whatever, but also my perspective is, not whatever, they've got to catch up. They've got to win all that they can. Again, still a long season, so that point might not be taken too seriously yet, and I understand that, but that's just my concern right now, is that if they don't make up for the games that they lost, they're going to fall or stay behind. And it's not going to be fun. I want them to make the playoffs this year, and I have them making the playoffs this year, so I hope that's what happens, and it's got to start with making up for ground that you lost early on with games that you are capable of winning, for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.